Heavenly Father, we praise you, Lord. We worship you, and we adore you, Father. Father, we know that Israel, the Jewish people, Jerusalem, the apple of your eye, your chosen people. Father, we pray that you give them favor, that you watch over them, Lord, that you protect them, keep them from harm. And just bless them abundantly, Lord. Father, we pray also for their salvation, that the word would get out to them, Lord, and would not come home void, but they would accept Yeshua as their Lord and Savior. Father, we even want to pray for Israel's enemies, Lord, that they turn from their evil and wicked ways, Lord, that they come to know you, and that they would bless Israel, and therefore they would be blessed also. We thank you and we praise you. In Yeshua's name. There's this country pastor, had a little small congregation. He couldn't afford a car. He said, well, I guess I'll have to get me a horse. So he went up to Mennonite country looking for a horse, and he asked, you know, yeah, we got some horses for sale. We'll sell you a horse. So he looked and he picked out one. He said, I think this will be a good one. The guy showed him the horse, you know, and rode the horse around. Then he said, okay, yeah, I'll take it. So he paid for the horse and he got on the horse. Giddy up. The horse wouldn't do anything. Giddy up. Horse didn't move. Go! The horse wouldn't go. He says, hey, man, so did you sell me a bum horse? He says, no. He said, well, he won't go. He says, well, he only goes when you give a praise. So he says, praise the Lord. And the horse started out. Oh, this is all right. He said, okay. He said, I won't. You know, he got out there in the open. He said, I want to try a little more. He said, praise the Lord. The horse broke into a trot. This is all right. Praise the Lord. The horse broke into a canter. Hey, all right. Praise the Lord. The horse broke into a dead run. He's running along there. This is okay. This is all right. He starts coming up to a cliff. Oh, no, what am I going to do? How do I stop the horse? Whoa, whoa. He's pulling on the reins. The horse won't stop. He's thinking, you know, okay. He says, after you praise the Lord, you say, amen. He says, amen. The horse stopped right on the edge of the cliff. And the guy says, hallelujah. Woo-hoo! Okay. It's bad for him. But what I was getting at is sometimes we need to take that step. The step in confidence that God is going to be there and that he is in control. Sometimes, had the guy been a more experienced rider, he would have known that sometimes all you need is just a little tug on the reins and steer you in a different direction, and you won't go over the cliff. Heavenly Father, I praise you, Lord. I worship you. Father, I pray that you just bless your servant this day, Lord. and let the message, the sermon that I have prepared with the help of my wife, be a message for the congregation today, Lord. Just prepare their hearts to be ready to receive. I thank you in Yeshua's name. First, I want to apologize. And I want to apologize on behalf of the elders also. That this message that I'm going to give is about Elul. Normally, when Bob goes away, I'm the first one to give the message, because John and Jerry, they like to procrastinate, I think. They dread giving the message. But this time, I was on vacation while Bob was on vacation, so they had to step up and give their messages. And by the way, Jerry, I haven't listened to yours yet, but I did listen to John's. Yes, Sandy?
I'm reminding you of your men's luncheon today.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yes.
Good.
Okay. John's sermon was very good. Okay. And what I'm apologizing for is we are in the 25th day of Elul. And this should have been presented probably like the first week or even before Elul. But it wasn't, so here I go now. The month of Elul is the beginning of this journey. Preparing our hearts for the high holy days. We have been going through a time of remembrance for the last 24 days. This is the 25th day. We have the rest of today and four more. Four more days to go before Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishri, or as it is known in the scripture, Yom Teruah, the day of sounding, the day of blowing. This is a time for reflecting back on our lives of sin. Before we became believers in Yeshua, even where we have sinned in the last year, or where we have fallen short. Jeremiah 8:6, and you probably won't have time to look them up, but I'll be going through them pretty fast, so you can write them down. I listened attentively, but they spoke nothing right. No one repents for his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Not a question mark, but an exclamation point. Each runs off in his own direction, like a horse plunging headlong into battle. This is a time of preparing the heart, the soul, for the 10 days of awe. Leviticus 11:44. For I am Adonai, your God. Therefore, consecrate yourselves and be holy. For I am holy. And do not defile yourselves. Or as the Brit Hadashah scriptures put it, 1 Peter 1, 14, 15, and 16. As people who obey God, do not let yourselves be shaped by the evil desires you used to have when you were still ignorant. 15. On the contrary, following the Holy One who called you, become holy yourselves in your entire way of life. 16. Since the Tanakh says, you are to be holy because I am holy. The period of Elul, Tishrei, the 40 days leading up to Yom Kippur, is designed to help us let go of the pain in our past so we can embrace the future with hope. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity. To give you a future and a hope. We may not be readily willing to admit it, but we yearn to experience a renewal of our spirit. It's one of many reasons we anxiously anticipate for the high holy days throughout the summer. Rabbi Andrea Weiss teaches that the month of Elul serves as a special transition, special transitional moment, reflecting the transitional image of between the suns. She suggests that Elul, late August, early September, is a bridge between summer and fall, between long sunny days, crisp afternoons full of color and wind, between who we are and who we want to be. Between regret and repentance. Guilt and renewal. Between the frustrations of accepted patterns and the promise of change. We might not have the vocabulary to communicate it exactly, but the desire to change cries out from our very souls. Jewish tradition suggests that the very name of Elul is an acronym formed from the first letters of the well-known Song of Songs, 6:3. Ani le dodi, vedodi li. Anybody know what I said? I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. The rabbis understood the Song of Songs, an exotic love poem in the Bible that is filled with nearness and distance. peace and conflict, yearning and fulfillment. To be an allegory reflecting relationship between the individual and Adonai. Elul, then, is a time to establish this closeness so that we can approach Yomim Noraim, the days of awe, in trusting acceptance of Adonai's judgment. We approach the trials not out of fear, but out of love. During this period, Psalms 27 is read daily. And Psalms 145 is part of each morning prayer. We too need to be reading these the next few days and even through the end of Sukkot. That's Psalms 27 and Psalms 145. Just to touch on a part of Psalms 27, it begins with the words, 27:1, Adonai is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Adonai is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The theme of this psalm, confidence and trust in Adonai, is most appropriate to the holy days. We enter this time of judgment, not with fear, but with trust that Adonai's verdict will be positive. The next part of this psalm indicates that nevertheless, we feel trepidation and ask that Adonai not hide himself from us. Psalms 27:7-8. Hear, O Adonai, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Adonai, I will seek. Regardless of our doubts, the psalm concludes with words of hope, without which life would be unbearable. Psalms 27:13-14. Had I not believed that I would see Adonai's goodness in the land of the living? Put your hope in Adonai. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Yes, put your hope in Adonai. It is pointed out that Hebrew words for had I not is luli, which in Hebrew is Elul backwards. By the conclusion of Elul, we should be ready for the most important days of the year. We have become alert to the need of self-scrutiny. We are aware of the approaching of the days of judgment. Excuse me a minute, I lost my place. And yet we are assured by the promise of Adonai's love and closeness. The sound of warning, the sound of the warning shofar have already entered our consciousness. And the feelings of forgiveness is awakened. Tishri, the month of judgment, which also has a sign of the scales of justice, is now upon us. One of the earliest traditions in connection with the High Holy Days was the daily sounding of the shofar during the entire month of Elul. Amos 3:6, when the shofar is blown in the city, don't the people tremble? Are they not alarmed? According to tradition, Moshe descended Mount Sinai on Rosh Kodesh, Elul, the new moon of Elul, only to find the Israelites had built a golden calf. After he shattered the two stones that were in his hand, he once again climbed the mountain to receive a second set. He descended the second time on the 10th of Tishrei, the day we observe is Yom Kippur. Tradition also says that the Israelites spent the 40 days during Moshe's second mountain journey in Teshuvah, repentance, readying themselves to receive Adonai's word. Similarly, each day during Elul, in the beginning of Tishrei, we are reminded of our many Teshuvah tasks by the alarming blast of the shofar, which rouses us from the slumber to which we may have grown accustomed. The shofar blowing escalates to 100 blasts on Rosh Hashanah, then concludes the final prayers during the service of Yom Kippur. It is believed that Adonai goes up with shouts of acclaim and blast of the shofar to meet Moshe. Psalm 47:5. God has ascended, gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a shofar. Exodus 34:6-7. And Adonai passed before him and proclaimed, Yod Heh Vav Heh, Yod Heh Vav Heh, Adonai is God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth. 7. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions of sin, that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. Also during the month, the shofar is blown in conclusion of the morning service, with the exception of the day before Rosh Hashanah. Hearing this sound calls us to search our soul, and it reminds us of the judgment is upon us. Job 7:17-18. What is man that you should exalt him, that you should set your heart on him, that you should visit to examine him every morning and test him every moment? If he visits us to inspect us every morning and to test us every moment, shouldn't we be ready to pass his examination? Shouldn't we be ready to pass this test? Let me say that again. If he visits and inspects us every morning, shouldn't we be ready to pass his inspection? If he tests us every moment, shouldn't we be ready to pass his test? Mark 4:22. For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, or has anything been kept secret but that it should come to light. So we should already be prepared for Elul in the 10 days of awe. Except for the fact that we sin daily. And some say hourly. John 8:34, 35, and 36. Yeshua answered them, "Yes, indeed, I tell you that everyone who practices or commits sin is a slave to sin. Now, a slave does not remain with a family forever, but his son does remain with it forever. So if the son frees you, you will really be free." But this is also a time of remembrance. Sounding the shofar reminds us that Elul is a time of favor. Remembering what he brought us out of, what he has done for us, and the many blessings he has bestowed upon us. The favor we have found in his eye. Jeremiah 31:34. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, "Know the Lord," for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sins I will remember no more. Hebrews 10:17. He then adds, "Their sins and their wickedness I will remember no more." We should remember who he is, what he is, and what he will be. This is just a few of the things spoken of this time of year. If you want more of the richness, more sweetness that was spoken in Song of Songs and in the Psalms, I encourage you to do an in-depth study on your own. It is never too late to change. There is always hope. According to Scripture, Adonai is all-knowing. Just see Psalms 139:1-6. So if you're not ready for his morning visit, for his moment-by-moment test, there is no better time to get ready than now. Or if you do not know Adonai as your Messiah, your Lord, your Savior, and would like to, Charlene and I will be up front after the service to meet with you. Matthew 5:23-24. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, Leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. And along the same lines, Mark 11:25. And whenever you stand praying, if you have something against anyone, forgive him that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. At this time, if you have time, if you have need to ask for forgiveness and make it right, take a few moments now to pray. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that if I or anyone in this building has anything against his brother or sister, or his brother or sister has something against him, I pray, Lord, that you would bring it to their attention. Bring it to my attention. If it is me, Lord. And this would be a time of forgiveness. A time of reconciliation. A time to look forward to you, O Lord. And thank you and praise you for what you have been and what you have done for us and what you will do for us. Thank you and praise you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Yevarekakadonai Yishmarek.